Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll have some of the news and notes from around the Ontario Hockey League, including the top performers on the ice and in the classroom for the month of February. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Michael McLeod of the Mississauga Steelheads. He picked up 5 goals and 6 assists and was a +8 in 3 games last week. The Steelheads have certainly been climbing up the standings in the Eastern Conference over the last while and now lead the Central Division and are poised to be the number 2 seed when the Ontario Hockey League playoffs open in a few weeks. The 19-year-old from Mississauga, selected in the 2016 NHL entry draft in the first round by the New Jersey Devils, was originally a top choice, 5th overall, in the 2014 OHL priority selection by those Mississauga Steelheads. The Flint Firebirds came into this weekend's play winners of 7 of their last 10 games and on a 2-game winning streak, right now sitting 7th in the OHL Western Conference and looking to make some noise in the playoffs. I caught up with broadcaster Dominic Hedding recently to chat about the way the team has been playing and the excitement with the Firebirds both on and off the ice.
Well, it's great to hear that phrase right there, Terry, heading into the playoffs. It's awesome to see what this team's achieved in just a short year or two of existence, coming over from the Plymouth Whalers to the city of Flint. And this team has the 7th spot right now in the Western Conference, still 8 games left. They're in a battle with Sarnia and potentially Kitchener in the West. But right now, you know, couldn't be more happy with how the guys are playing on the ice and how they are off the ice as a whole.
For people who don't get a chance to see the Firebirds play, especially people maybe who hail from around the Eastern Conference, who are some of the names that have really stood out this season?
Well, I think the general manager, George Burnett, has done an incredible job, and his staff, Joe Steffen, and the scouting staff, bringing a lot of players in, even some from the Eastern Conference. When you hear Jalen Smirk, a former Oshawa general, but a Detroit, Michigan native, he's done well. He has a 3-year deal with the Arizona Coyotes, and then Cole Sherwood comes over from the London Knights, and this is a player who's in the top 10 in scoring. He also has he's contracted by the Columbus Blue Jackets. And then Ryan Moore, a local boy, probably about 40 minutes south of Flint in Troy, Michigan. He's top 5 just behind Jordan Kyrou, who's on that amazing 25-game point streak right now with the Sarnia Sting. So if you start talking the Flint Firebirds, you know, you're hearing the names of Ryan Moore and Cole Sherwood, who's in the top 10. Nick Camano, a draft pick of the Dallas Stars. Jalen Smirk, the Arizona Coyotes. And then even then, you start looking at the rookies and the first-year players. What a job Dave McParland and the scouting staff did for the Flint Firebirds. When you hear the names of Ty DeLandria from the Central Ontario Wolves in Midget AAA, Dennis Busby, Hunter Holmes, even Ryan Littlejohn, some of the rookies are playing top-line minutes against top-line players in this league, which, you know, being in this league for so long, Terry, that's going to set up nothing but success for the Flint Firebirds in the near future.
What has the Flint Firebirds in these 2 seasons meant to Flint and Genesee County?
Well, for those unaware, this goes back to the days when the Flint Generals were here in the IHL, which is, you know, essentially the American Hockey League now, and the UHL days. At one time, the New York Rangers had an affiliate called the Flint Generals here in the same building at that time. It was the IMA Sports Arena, and then the Perani Arena, and now the Dort Federal Event Center. And there was a rivalry between Flint and Saginaw back in the day. The Spirit, the Gears, and the Generals were 3 of the names that rotated between the two cities. And now you look at it here, and it's a blue-collar town. And in just our first season last year, I know even with an unsuccessful season on the ice, we were averaging 3,000 fans a game. The corporate support was through the roof. Our facilities are absolutely incredible. I mean, NHL, comparatively speaking, with the dressing room, the 6-person saltwater hot tub, the theaters, stadium-style seating video room, new trainers room, equipment room. Even our visitors room has, like, home wood stalls for the locker room for the visiting players. So in terms of the Flint Firebirds and the OHL, there's no question it can succeed. In terms of community support, I know just last year in the first season alone, the Firebirds raised over $100,000 for Flint and Genesee County, for local charities. So I think things are going in the right direction with the Flint Firebirds. The community has been nothing but good in support. I believe Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, we play the Oshawa Generals. There might be 200 tickets left in the 4,000-seat Dort Federal Event Center. It's going to be a sellout. So things are well, things are alive in Flint and Michigan.
Two guys that were players in the Ontario Hockey League and are now guiding things on the coaching staff, Ryan Houlihan, Eric Wellwood. How have they really have been able to lead this team this season?
And you look at Ryan Houlihan. This is a player who played for the Brampton Battalion, got drafted to the Detroit Red Wings, captained the American League team, the Grand Rapids Griffins, played in the AHL for 6 years before a career-ending injury. But if you captain an AHL team, you're probably a pretty good head coach as well. And so he's been great to work with. And then here comes associate coach Eric Wellwood. And Eric Wellwood played for the Windsor Spitfires, and he has 3 Memorial Cup championships to his name. 2 as a player at the Windsor Spitfires, 1 as a coach most recently with the Oshawa Generals a few years ago. He went on to play for the Philadelphia Flyers in the NHL as well, again, before another career-ending injury. So you hear the 3 of their names right now: George Burnett, 20 years experience; Ryan Houlihan, captain of an American League team for 6 years; Eric Wellwood, 3 Memorial Cup championships, played in the NHL. You got some experience, and it shows you how special it is to work in the Ontario Hockey League.
That was Dominic Henning, the voice of the Flint Firebirds. The top performers for the month of February have been announced, and not a big surprise here that Alex DeBrincat of the Erie Otters named the OHL Player of the Month. He picked up 32 points over February, leading all OHL scorers on the back of 17 goals and 15 assists. He also became the top scoring American in Ontario Hockey League history. Quite a time for him. Also, a third straight 50-goal season, third straight 100-point campaign. Certainly some great work by the Farmington Hills, Michigan product. And his teammate Darren Radish is the OHL Defenseman of the Month with 17 points, with 3 goals and 14 assists, and was a plus 14 in a dozen games in February. The OHL Rookie of the Month is Adam Rzeczka of the Sarnia Sting. He was a point-a-game player in a dozen games during February. That came off of playing at the Sherwin-Williams CHL Top Prospects game at the end of January, now eligible for the 2017 NHL Entry Draft. And the Vaughan OHL Goaltender of the Month, he's put up big numbers all season, Michael McNiven of the Owen Sound Attack. He was 8-2-1 during February with an impressive 1.72 goals against average and .936 save percentage, and had 3 shutouts during 11 games. He's a prospect of the Montreal Canadiens after previously signing with the Habs as a free agent. The 19-year-old from Georgetown, right at the top of the OHL goaltender stats this season. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.